I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Germans head to the polls on Sunday, and the issue of Afghanistan has suddenly vaulted to center stage. 2 weeks ago, a German commander in Afghanistan called in an airstrike against the Taliban that left many civilians dead. German soldiers have largely played a support role in the U.S.-led coalition there. Now, Germans are increasingly questioning what they're doing in Afghanistan. The World's Jerry Haddon reports from Hamburg.
A somber-looking German foreign minister, Franz Josef Jung, briefed reporters in the hours after the deadly strike his forces called in.
There was a clear threat. That's why air support was requested, after it became clear that the Taliban were involved. At the time, we had found weapons. As far as we know at the moment, no civilians have been found.
Mr. Jung's initial assessment was wrong. Civilians were among the several dozen people killed. It was the deadliest operation involving the German military since World War II. The deaths have revived the debate over the country's role in Afghanistan. Currently, Germany has some 4,500 troops on the ground. They're in the relatively quiet north, and they don't have a combat role. Ingo Egloff is with Germany's Social Democratic Party, a partner in Germany's governing coalition. He says there's a political consensus in Germany to keep troops off the front lines of foreign conflicts for historical reasons.
Es gab ja, als Deutschland wiedervereinigt wurde, die Befürchtung.
He says after reunification in 1990, the Western powers were very worried about Germany going back to its old ways, grabbing power using military might. And domestically, resistance is high too. Each foreign mission, he says, must be approved by the German public, which is largely against the idea. The Afghanistan mission was only approved with the promise that Germans would not have a fighting role. Now, since the ill-fated airstrike, the public is questioning how realistic this is. A recent poll suggests 55% disapprove of any German participation in Afghanistan. This Hamburg resident named Gisela says she thinks it would be better for German troops to leave entirely. Too many others have tried to install freedom in Afghanistan, she says. It's too problematic. The heightened criticism has taken on even more importance with elections looming. The opposition has seized on the tragedy to criticize Chancellor Merkel, and she's had to fend off barbs from outside Germany as well. Hours after the airstrike, French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner told reporters that Germany had made a grave mistake. A normally reserved Merkel told him and others to back off during a speech before Parliament.
Jeder in Afghanistan unschuldig zu Tode gekommene Mensch ist einer.
She said, the loss of even one innocent life is too much, but I reject criticism of our role in Afghanistan, whether it comes from within Germany or from without. And some say that the outside critics have ulterior motives. Markus Weinberg is a lawmaker from Merkel's party.
Interpretation hier in Deutschland war, dass man damit, mit der Reaktion,
he says the impression in Germany is that our allies have used the airstrikes for two purposes. First, to take us off our high horse, to say that Germany is a country at war just like them. Secondly, they hope that by pointing this out, we'll get more involved in the fighting. But Weinberg says it's highly unlikely the German government will tinker with its Afghanistan mandate. Political analyst Kai-Uwe Schnapp agrees. He points out that German politicians still refuse to refer to the Afghanistan operation as a war.
It's a bit dishonest, and it's like putting your own head in the sand and not really looking at the reality or trying to not really recognize what's going on. And I think we will have to make this shift, or the parliament and the government will have to make this shift and really call the things or name the things by their very name.
But with elections just 3 days away, neither of the two main political parties has adopted the W word. The most they'll say about Afghanistan is that the coalition forces ought to have worked out a timetable within the next few years for handing security back to the Afghans themselves. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Hamburg.